Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want to get into a quick story. Somebody sent us, Shippy, get us some good storytelling music here, whatever you feel like. A buddy of ours sent this to us on Twitter. He DM'd it to us, and I'm going to leave the names out, but this is a remarkable story. It is hashtag story time, and this is a remarkable story. Don't know if it's true or not, but it involves Dirk, so it has our attention, and then it involves Holger, who's Dirk's Mr. Miyagi. And I'm just going to read it to you. All right, this guy posted this on Facebook. He said, I was a member of Baylor Tom Landry Fitness in high school. This is where the Mavs trained until the American Airlines Center opened, which is true. I saw all the Mavs greats there, Finley, AC, Nash, you name it. During the offseason, aspiring NBA players from all over the globe would come and play in these really competitive pickup games, hoping to get noticed by Don Nelson or his staff. Again, I was at the gym every single day in high school. So in 98 or 99, I'd been plotting a way to get into the mix. The key was I had to make the opening three-pointer to be a team captain, just like any other pickup game. But with the pros, I showed up for days, was mostly ignored, never got a chance to shoot, and never, ever got picked. One day, I walked out on the court and everyone was getting started. I grabbed a ball and I made the shot. I immediately yelled, I got first. Begrudgingly, the pros acknowledged my status and then said, okay, who you got? In my mind, I had my whole team picked out. The gameplay was win or stay on, so I wanted to pick a solid team. As I go to select my team, this old man came out of nowhere and was like, I play with you. I made my first two selections and he was like, I play with you, yes? I tried to ignore him, but my conscience wouldn't let me, so I picked him. My mama raised me right. The other guys were furious. So we start the game, and I'm playing point guard, bringing the ball down. As soon as I crossed half court, this old man is calling for the ball. So an old man playing pickup hoops. I immediately disregard him and pass it to this other guy who proceeded to shoot a brick. The other team grabbed the rebound, went down the court, and scored. When we inbound the ball again, I bring it up, and as soon as I cross half court, here comes Grandpa again. Ball, ball, ball. So I pass it to him. In that moment, I just knew it was over and that we were going to lose. Weeks of plotting and practicing down the drain, but at least I got in, right? So now Grandpa is dribbling, and he draws a lackluster defender. Then it happened. Iverson crossover, breaks defender's ankle, defender falls. Grandpa pulls up at the free throw line, swish. The whole gym is speechless. We get the ball again. I bring it up, dribble down the left side, pass it to Grandpa at the top for three. Ball fake, jab step, side dribble, step back three, swish. Whole gym silent. We ran everyone off the court that day. He didn't miss, in all caps. Grandpa was the best player I'd ever played with. After three or four games, Grandpa left to go work out with a new guy that the Mavs drafted the year before, who we know now as Dirk. Grandpa turned out to be Holger. Imagine a 55-year-old Dirk. He had all of Dirk's signature moves, too. Two things I learned that day, never judge a book by its cover, and two, Dirk was going to be a great player if he was half as good as Grandpa.
Okay. Do you believe it?
Want to believe it. All right. I want to believe it. I so want to believe this.
All right, listen. I want to believe it, too. I'll tell you why I don't believe it. All right, and the first time you sent me this and I read it, I had the same reaction. I was like, interesting, huh? I mean, I know that Holger balled out. I know he was a really good player. I know all that stuff. You know, former basketball player, all that stuff. But the only problem I have with this upon hearing it the second time is, so he laid out a scenario in which all these guys balled out at this court. Mm-hmm. And I know that to be true. You know that to be true. Yeah. And I've heard a story about the pickup games. I heard stories about George McLeod once punching a guy in the face that did play in the league. I personally know a guy mm-hmm. that played in the league that got punched in the face at one of these games because Harp told me. So I know all this is true. So this guy finally gets in the game and plays it all out and is in the game with these guys, and none of those guys are named. Like he didn't include
those guys. He didn't include the names of who played. Yep.
Like, wouldn't we... Oh, and by the way, Finley got shaken off by Holger or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like,
who is he doing it to?
Right. Yeah, and right. It's like if you played in that game and had been all that time trying to get in, and you had whatever Ace Custis on your team or whoever, you would make that part of the story. Right?
Agreed. Well, I went to the big German himself. I said, "Hey, I need to know if this is true." I sent him the whole story.
Mm-hmm.
He read the whole thing, and he responded. Dirk responded with, "Holger was a hooper for sure, but that story seems far-fetched. Step back three? Come on. No chance." But he is right. We used to have an open gym during the kickout where everyone could play. But I doubt that story happened like that.
Okay, so at the time, I looked up Holger's age.
Right.
So that would be, we're saying 1998, right? So at the time, Holger would have been 54 years old.
Well,
yeah.
Okay, so Holger played pro ball, right?
Over there. I don't know what the pros was. I don't know what their pro leagues were like back then, but I know he was like on the German national team.
I love the story though, man. Love the story.
I want to believe it.
We'll see if we can. If I mean, you're right. He would have included the names of the players. And Dirk said the gym was open, but he just doesn't know. Step back threes, come on. Holger's too fundamentally sound.
I mean, I understand like a guy knocking down shots, but a guy crossing up people and breaking ankles.
Them fall at 55.
That's Uncle Drew.
All right, it is Uncle Drew. That's what I thought too. All right, come.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.